I want to begin before the homily to tell you that no, I am not auditioning to be a member of the Blues Brothers. I had a cataract surgery this past Thursday. And while normally indoor lighting is fine, believe me, those lights are bright under the altar. And they, as you, if you've had it, you know for the first couple of weeks you have to be guarded against glare. So there you go. Although I have to admit that when I do take them off briefly, you ladies look much lovelier than I thought. Gentlemen, you looked better before the surgery. Okay, we're going to begin with a beautiful video in honor of our country's anniversary. So, sit back and enjoy.
This land I love. This land of the free. This land of purple mountain, rivers wide, wild, the soil of a billion seeds, land of Chesapeake and Cherokee, land of sojourners, seekers, land of progress and preacher, with the beat of every burrow and the hero of the classroom teacher. This land of Bell, Thomas Edison, land of Jackie Robinson, land of bandstand and farmland, bluegrass and Graceland. This land is a Sunday meal, still warm on the kitchen oven. The warm brilliance of Abraham Lincoln and the bravery of Harriet Tubman. This land is a good movie in the making, an idea in the waking light of liberty still blazing, a bold prayer in the praying. Yes, this land is a land where we never forget, where we may fall, but we shall rise. Land of one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Land of these many states united, indivisible under God. Land of dreams on every street and hope on every block. Land of working, land of wading through the water, through our fears. Land of our father's blood, land of our mother's tears. Land of 250 years of America. America, the young and old. America, the people. America, the beautiful. This land I love.
I'm old enough now to remember very well the 200th anniversary of our country. I remember the summer of 1976. I was between my freshman and sophomore years of college, and I was employed by the Grand Hotel at Mackinac Island. I was given the position of the porch man. I was the only person in charge of keeping the porch clean. Yep. And back then, I not only did clean up, we used the brasso on the handlebars coming up the steps, and I not only swept it, but I cleaned the ashtrays and drained the spittoons. Well, I got up there a year ago, and there are no longer ashtrays nor spittoons. So whoever is the porchman now is a lot easier than I had it. But I do remember the tall ships sailing across and sailing underneath the Mackinac Bridge as part of the glorious celebration of 200 years. Well, now it's 250 years. And I thought, how could I look at these years and what stood out to me? And what stood out to me, first of all, was the patriotic songs we sing at this time of year. The Battle Hymn of the Republic, America the Beautiful, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. And if you know those lyrics, if you look at those lyrics, they all have one thing in common. Every one of them has the same thing in common. They all invoke God. Every one of them invokes God for God's blessings, for God's support, for God to look over us, for God to bless us. They're in all those songs. And when I think back upon the history of this nation, started so many centuries ago, that as a people, as we stay true to God and true to God's teachings, we go forward. Oh, there's setbacks, and no one said it was easy, but if we stay as the people of faith, then God will bless us. God blesses those who stay faithful to Him, despite the trials that are placed ahead of us, and so is true with our nation. And so I thought for today, it would be a beautiful thing to ask everyone to please stand and sing a song asking God to bless us. God bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.